Area code 610. I'm hoping you're in the air soon. Is this Susan Bingham?
It is. I am in the air. Hi, Dr. Tim. I was glad you were
Welcome.
Talking about how it went yesterday. Thanks. I had a very interesting hour. That very hour, I kind of cassetted Tim Hayes for a friend of mine. I was supposed to have a turkey up the hill at noon exactly. Then at 11, an hour before that, my daughter-in-law texted me and said, well, I really am not going to be ready for that turkey until 1. Can you bring it up then? And I said, sure. And then I thought, okay, I can go on the radio show. Then I got a call from a woman in our Zoom class who's by herself today partly because she's a cat person. She's single, never been married, lovely reader of Course in Miracles, wonderful member of our Zoom group, called me in a terrific panic and said that her cat had been in tremendous pain and distress, and she met with roadblock after roadblock after roadblock to get her vet to come to the house or take him to a vet. I won't go into all the detail, but vets weren't open or available, and she was watching this creature howling in pain. And of course, I was immediately triggered too, and we both started breathing, and I said, how is he right now? And she said, he's calm now. He actually drank something, and it's a blockage of his urethra or something. He may have a stone or something. So it's very painful. In any case, I'm thinking, this is beyond me. I can't do it. I'm too triggered. I just have to breathe with you. I said, I'm not equipped to, because when an animal's in pain or somebody's in terrible pain, I haven't settled myself down well enough as a student of the worksheets to really be very effective. And she said, oh, I know, I get it, because I've been reading The Course in Miracles, and I want you to send me the whole section on forgiveness, if you would, and I did. And she said, that helped, but I'm still, you know, we were both of us pretty much of a mess. I said, look, my daughter-in-law has just texted me that I'm not due up the hill. Let's pull out a worksheet and let's sort of do it together. And she said, okay. So I said, all right, Dr. Tim, you're coming into the ozone area. I am going to pretend I'm Dr. Tim. And we had the most amazing worksheet. I'm telling you, even when you think you're a total wreck, the worksheets will bring you around. She went from a level 10 plus to a 2 or 3. Meanwhile, her cat was having another episode. Even so, both of us settled down and we read every word of that worksheet. And when we came to the invoking, bringing God into the picture, I remember you did this with me, and you do it. You have someone remember a time when they were safe and well, and to kind of bring that into the picture and to breathe into that and picture that. And then she kept getting revelation after revelation after revelation. She said, I really have been invited by the universe to do nothing for this cat because I've done all I know how to do, and I haven't been able to. She did get him to a vet, and the vet said there's nothing wrong, he's not blocked, and they x-rayed and saw nothing. So the lot happened the day before, and the cat had been having more episodes. I know I'm going all over the place telling you this. Do you want to say anything or stop me from yammering?
Well, just that it's wonderful that you, and it's a powerful testimonial that even when a person is in their most triggered state for their most tender issue,
mm-hmm.
they can get benefit by doing the worksheets. That's a fabulous testimonial.
Well, it is. I thought so, too. And by the end of it, she said, the best thing I can do for this cat is be peaceful. I have pain in my shoulder, in my back, and we breathe into those places. And she had an enlightened goal to allow the cat to do what it had to do and was doing. and to just be a loving space for the cat. And the cat during this time, her cat came and crawled into her lap and was purring. And my cat came and crawled into my lap. Well, my cats have to do that anyway. If I'm sitting down anywhere, it's all over. So it wasn't exactly a miracle, but the good energy was there. And I did want to say that at the end of it, she said, "Oh, thank you, you're an angel." And I said, "It was the worksheet. We just took time to go through the worksheet." She said, "But you showed up just at the right time." And I said, "Well, maybe so, but I needed the work too, because I was getting awfully triggered about this." It was wonderful. And then last night I called her and said, "How are you doing and how's the cat?" She said, "The cat has had more episodes and I am disturbed, but nothing like what I was before. I keep remembering the work." She didn't even have a worksheet with her. I read her the lines and wrote it out for her and then took a scan of it and sent her all the stuff that was on it. And she said she keeps going back to it and it's helped. Anyway, that's my testimonial of the day. And that made Thanksgiving. That made it. We had a wonderful day with my son. The weather was so good that we ended up eating together outside, and that hadn't been planned. We put all our food together and sat way apart and had a wonderful time. And then instead of going for a long walk, we got out our rakes and garden tools and raked and cleaned up his huge backyard. And it just seemed so productive and rich. It's as if the message is coming through, hey, 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 the external bad things aren't so bad. Inside the bad things is great beauty and opportunity. So that's my report.
Wonderful.
So thanks for being my invoke E or whatever you call yourself. I knew you were doing the show and I thought, well,